contemplation. Dipika Swami.
Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tada Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. So Gurudev said, today is a matter of great good fortune that here in Vrindavan, on the disappearance day of Sri Rupa Goswami Pad, we have had a chance to come here to discuss the glories of Sri Rupa Goswami Pad. Who is Sri Rupa Goswami? And what is his contribution? Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale. Sri Rupa Goswami is that person who established Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Manobhist, or heartfelt intention in this world. What was the Manobhist of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? We should understand that it is two things. Premras Nirjas Kodite Swaran Ragmag Bhakti Lok Kodite Pracharan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world to taste the Parikya Bhav, the Unadvujvala Ras of Srimadi Radhika. And what happiness she experienced in that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world to taste it. But Mahaprabhu did not come to give that mood of Srimadi Radhika to the Jiva, because that is completely impossible. What to speak of the mood of Srimadi Radhika, even the mood of Lalita and Vishakha cannot be given to the Jivas. What can be given to the Jivas? The Sriya, or the beauty, or the Sobha of that Radharani's mood. Mahaprabhu came to this world to distribute that thing, Ragmag. Who is Srimadi Radhika? She is the Kalpalata, or the wish-fulfilling transcendental vine of pure devotion, unadvas towards Krishna. And all the other millions of sakis and gopis, they are nothing but the palaputrapata, the leaves, the twigs, and the flowers on that branch of Srimadi Radhika. And those flowers, those manjaris, that gently rock in the breeze, that is the real beauty of the transcendental vine. So that beauty is the manjari. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world not to give the mood of Srimadi Radhika, he came to taste that thing himself, but he came to distribute the sobha, or the beauty of that thing. How did he do? He distributed that through the writings of Sri Rupa Goswami Pad. Especially, Sri Rupa Goswami Pad, what did he do? At the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that most people thought that this Parikya Ras was contemptible. Nindaniya means they would criticize it, they would see it as revolting and disgusting. Because in this world, the lowest thing is for a woman to leave her husband and go with another man. But this Parikya Ras is not like that. Otherwise, how the crest jewel of transcendental personalities, Sri Sukadev Goswami, he would choose to speak on such a subject in the Srimad Bhagavatam before the 88,000 rishis. At that time, who were there? Transcendental personalities like Parasa Rishi, like Vyasadeva, like Narad Rishi, Vasishtha Rishi, Gautam, great, great personalities, Ora Paramahamsa. Then why Sukadev Goswami would speak materialistic topics to such persons? Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami, he went especially through the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he gave all the praman, the proofs, that this Parikya Bhav is completely transcendental and pure. Who is Sri Krishna? He is the essence of all, he is the avatari, the essence and the beginning of all incarnations. Sarva Karana Karanam, he is the cause of all causes. No need for Krishna to come from Goloka Vrindavan to this world to taste the most revolting, disgusting mood of a man leaving a husband. Why Krishna would come to this world to taste that thing and to promote that thing? Therefore, who is Krishna? He is the avatari, the source of all incarnations. And who are the gopis? Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Prapitabhitiba. The gopis are nothing else but direct personified forms of Krishna's own energy, Parikya Ras. So, the relationship between the Krishna and the gopis are not mundane at all. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami, he went through all the scriptures and gave this praman, this proof, that the relationship between Krishna and the gopis is completely pure. He went through the Bhagavatam, Sutayan Vayad, Bhrata Bandava. There he gave so many examples. All the gopis, they left their husbands, their brothers, their swajan, means Ajapatanja Hitva. They gave up the directions of their gurujan, like their mothers and fathers and their seniors. They gave up everything to run to the forest to please Krishna. when the gopis also came to Krishna, that Krishna said to the gopis, you should go back and serve your husbands and your family members. They are here looking for you. Therefore, Rupa Goswami went through all the scriptures to establish that Parikya Bab is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he came, and by his writings, especially in Ujjwala Nilamani, Sri Rupa Goswami established that thing in this world. Go Premanandi.